Morning, Medford, Somerville, Cambridge listeners. This is Emma Stout with Northwest McKenna, and you are listening, of course, to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Because what else would you be doing on a snowy morning like this, driving to work or driving to pick up your mom or clean your brother's apartment? I know there aren't a lot of Tufts students up right now because, boy, it is early. But no matter, I'm still here, gonna play some great songs for you this morning. We're coming up on our third year of this show, Northwest McKenna, and it's a little bit of a bummer that I have to start the season out without my co-host, Andrew Stout, my brother. He is off skiing with his friends, decided to abandon me for this episode. So it'll probably be a little bit less fulfilling than the normal, but no matter, I'm still going to play some good hits for you here. We just listened to Moon Moods by Dr. Samuel J. Hoffman, and up next we have Houses by Elise Weinberg. Enjoy!
I could never make Cars and Buicks, all pay expensive drinks and shiny shirts and a quick appeal. Was ready to set from the taxi like the first one on the moon. Oh, and it grows within. It hits me right off. It's almost too much to take. And it's got a right angle laser, razor, thin lines, a curve, a swerve, a crooked signs, and you're dressed in the nines and the tens and leave it all behind. A search of the moment between the seconds when everything is just fine. And it's silver thread embedded deeper than our spines. And I used to be kind of weird about this. A fear of dependence on a guilty guilt edge hits transcendence. It makes us large. It stands for fear of looking down and seeing that nothing really suspends us. It's never just another Saturday night. Not with you in attendance. So put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. A sunny wind, a sunny dare. To shrug away when we can't bear. We're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back. We're going back and forth and back and forth and back. So it's a deep and see-through memory that protects us, it connects us, it pulls in cellophane, party train scheme, it helps us and develops, it keeps us locked inside. Semi-solid, self-lit ocean. It's a funny notion, isn't it? Yeah, but I'm kind of digging it. And it's real that it isn't nearly so big. And it speaks only of its own perpetual near miss. Like the uncertain memory, the stranger's mistake and kiss. As faces fly by in glowing shadows like snowbound ghosts that go up and down in epileptic shivers and negative radioactive slivers in a landscape of endless gold glitter. And a taste on my mouth so sweet, yet so bitter. We exhaust ourselves trying to get there. Somebody scream, alright. We'll try to fill the endless night. Well, that's enough, and hold tight. We can't give up without a fight. And we're going back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, and back. We're going back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, and back. Unbalanced, riddle is unsolved, and we would never connect or evolve except for the intersections of crazy mathematics with no time, and no space, and no schedule, and no place. And they pass right through us without a trace. And sometimes that music drifts through my car on a spring night when anything is possible. I close my eyes, and I nod my head, and I wonder how you've been. And I count to 110. You'll always be my hero, even if I never see you again. We'll be right back.
Highland Street all that much anymore. I had to get my glasses fixed right there in front of the old coffee shop. Was Walter just sitting where he'd always sit? And he was staring in the window. Maybe at you. Maybe at whomever's walking in to fetch your muffins and your Sunday papers. The way we used to. I don't drink coffee all that much anymore. When I do, I fix it at home. Don't do the crossword Sundays. I can feel dumb other ways. I can never finish them alone. Sundays I ride down to the dog park on the other side of town. Sit down in the shade and watch those puppies running around. I don't miss feeling bad and dreading every call. The constant screaming dialogue. I swear that there were some days felt like I was only coming around for your dog. All those sunny days with Walter, chasing squirrels around the park. The way he'd flip when he would see me coming, like the way he did this morning. That big old Walter bark, bark, bark.
Bye.
And now for a brief PSA. Public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit, depending upon the distance. Once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if you take 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air just for the extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Now, we've listened to some great music this morning. Just a quick recap on what we've heard. Last time I introduced, we were listening to Houses by Elise Weinberg. Then we listened to some Dismemberment Plan. They have a great song about the ice of Boston, which I suppose is pretty apropos for today. We listened to Advanced Bass, then Jockstrap, Radiohead, of course, The Flaming Lips, and now we're going to be introducing Don Cherry. Don Cherry is a pretty famous American jazz trumpeter and musician. He actually earned the title of one of the most influential jazz musicians of the late 20th century, and he was kind of a pioneer of this style world fusion, which drew on traditional African, Middle Eastern, and Hindustani music. So we're going to listen to one of his songs, Utopia and Visions. If you like it, I really would recommend checking out his discography. This is kind of one of the shorter songs, just considering timing of the show, but really recommend him. So we're just going to dive right in with Utopia and Visions by Don Cherry.
Thank you. this is what you'll get. This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? And did they get you to train? For trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change. Did you exchange a walk on part of the war for a lead role in a cage?
Man, what a lovely piece. We just listened to Víkingur Ólafssonar, don't know how to pronounce that, rendition of La Demoiselle Élue by Claude Debussy. That's a wonderful album with a bunch of great Debussy renditions. He's an Icelandic pianist that I would really recommend checking out. Next up, we have Manteca by Phineas Newborn Jr. off of his album A World of Piano. Newborn Jr. is arguably one of the most important jazz pianists of the 21st century, excuse me, the 20th century, but he didn't really get that much recognition. But yeah, if you like this song, definitely check out the album A World of Piano, and all of his others are great as well. We've also been listening to a lot of Radiohead today, who I've been really into. Never listened to them much before, but it's been nice to kind of fall into them. Also, we've been listening to Rasputina. They did the cover of Wish You Were Here by Nirvana, and it's a New York City-based band. The lead singer and celloist actually backed for Nirvana on their last tour as a group, and they're wonderful as well. So again, up next we have Manteca by Phineas Newborn Jr., then we'll close with Rasputina's Holocaust of Giants, and maybe, if we have time, Islands with Swan's Life After Death. And, of course, you've been listening to Northwest McKenna. I am Emma Stout. We can't forget Andrew Stout, who's unfortunately not here. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a great way to kick off the season, and I'm excited to see you guys back here week after next on Mondays. All right, enjoy.
massive doll measured 25 feet.
Was turned to stone.
Now I heard as of the walking on the sands of the river. Even giants think they'll always live forever.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded.